In opening, I want to tell you that today we are celebrating the Mexican holiday of Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. It's a holiday, and it focuses on gathering to remember friends and family members, pets, and others who have died. It is a festivity, a celebration, which we as Unitarian Universalists don't find that awkward because we celebrate life when it passes. And that's what we're here to do today. It's an important part of the Mexican culture. And today we've created a small altar of remembrance, and the children in the RE program are going to create one as well. If you've brought a remembrance and haven't put it up here yet, there will be a time in the service that you're invited to do so. If you have not brought a remembrance, I know you carry one in your heart, and that's the important remembrance. And so it is really here with us, present and accounted for, and we are all gathering with those remembrances today. So, my friends, as we allow ourselves to feel our place along the continuum of life and death, it moves us deeply. Facing death sharpens our sense of being alive. It sharpens our connection to one another, and if we allow the dead, they will help remind us of what is most meaningful and joyous in this world. Ultimately, then, the Dios de los Muertos is a celebration of life, which we will celebrate together this morning. From the October Song. The fallen leaves that jewel the ground, they know the art of dying, and leave with joy their glad gold hearts in scarlet shadows lying. And leave with joy their glad gold hearts in scarlet shadows lying. The glad gold hearts of those we have loved. May they rest always in the scarlet shadows of our loving hearts. May they always be there, golden, golden, present. And not necessarily silent in their presence. May we open our hearts and our spirits to whatever may come, whatever mystery there may be. I don't know what the mystery is, it's mystery. But I ask you to be willing to take the risk to just be open to it. And when something comes along, when something moves your spirit, when something seems like maybe it's that glad golden heart stirring in the scarlet shadows of your heart, be open to the mystery and the wonder and the comfort and the comfort of that stirring. We need to take these times of remembrance and of peacefulness and of wonder and of mystery in this very busy technological world. I look around here today, and there are many with whom I've shared my personal loss and who have shared their losses with me, and even those that have not been shared, everyone here has known loss. And so I wanted to share with you something that I've learned in the Buddhist practice of interbeing, something about how we live on and on and on in our ancestors, and that everything that our parents and grandparents and their parents and grandparents did and thought and planned has somehow come down to us in teachings and actually in our very DNA, in our very DNA. We are never left. We are never left. Look in the mirror and you will see those you love. Think of all those decisions made. Think of the decisions you're making every day and realize that they will have an effect on those in the future. The interconnections stretch across time. This is the Día de los Muertos. It is the Day of the Dead, and it is its power. I want to read to you some of my favorite words by D.H. Lawrence. When ripe fruit falls, its sweetness distills and trickles away into the veins of the earth. When fulfilled people die, the essential oil of their experience enters the veins of living space and adds a glisten to the atom, to the body of immortal chaos. For space is alive and it stirs like a swan, silky with the oil of distilled experience. Space is alive and it stirs like a swan, silky with the oil of distilled experience. And we, as human beings, we are all enriched, glistened, as it were, by the wisdom and the love and the decisions and the mistakes of all those who have gone before us, those whom we have loved. And today we honor them as we celebrate their memories. When my beloved father died, a very sacred thing happened between us. He was a robust man of 84. He was pretty stodgy and serious, a Wall Street stockbroker and all that. But in his last months, he did soften quite a bit. There was a sacred time between us in his last months before death. It was a holy time. And I share again this morning, as has been shared before and in several services last year, that sacred holy time is unique. There is no other time like that. And it can happen unexpectedly, that holiness. Dad spent his final months in an extraordinary hospice center in Massachusetts. I was in seminary, and I visited him most every day, and mostly sat. I sat just holding his hand and holding his hand and holding his hand. In those silent times, I perceived how death and love are connected, much like our fingers held interlaced in my father's last months. Death walks through our doorways in many forms. The death of loved ones, the death of a marriage through divorce, the death of thousands upon thousands in war and natural disasters in distant lands. Today we gather as a community of faith for this day of remembrance. And in this hour of worship, we sit with memories, holding hands. We hold hands with our memories. Our fingers entwine with our memories. For after all, we have dared to open further the doors to our hearts and to be fully present to the risks and the joys and the pain and the tears and the love. We may moan in loss, we may smile in recollection, surely some of us will weep. Together this morning we will be anointed, glistened with the oil of the memories. For all of us, death raises the ultimate questions about the mystery and the meaning of existence. The late Unitarian Universalist minister Forrest Church wrote this on death. The fact that death is inevitable gives meaning to our love. For the more we love, the more we risk losing. Love's power comes in part from the courage required to give ourselves to that which is not ours to keep. To give ourselves to that which is not ours to keep, our spouses, children, parents, dear and cherished friends, even life itself. It also comes from the faith required to sustain that courage, the faith that life, however limited and mysterious, contains within its margins, often at their very edges, a meaning that is redemptive. A meaning that is redemptive. And we are all searching for that feeling of redemption. We are all searching for that feeling of, yes, yes, there was indeed meaning here, yes. As a minister, I have witnessed at the end, at the very edge of life, that glistening, redemptive meaning in the entwined fingers of death and love, of love and pain. In the end, the connection flows across the borders. The connection helps us open our doors to our hearts. And my friends, once opened, once that risk is taken, and we're not really holding on, we are transformed. We are transformed. Transformation of the heart and the spirit are possible. It takes risk and it takes courage. That is true, and often faith. May we honor our ancestors in the way of holding hands. May we reach out and hold hands and intertwine our fingers, young hands and old hands and rough hands and smooth hands, red hands and blue hands across borders, trigger fingers and farmer's fingers, midwives' fingers, all fingers, all our hands. May they be blessed by ones who have been with us and died. May we risk reaching out across borders because there is a redemptive truth, because we are one, and because as human beings, we are none of us exempt from facing the reality of life and death. And we, each of us, none of us have lost the ability and the possibility of intertwining hands, reaching across borders, opening our hearts, finding transformation, and yes, finding holy moments in the face of loss. May it be so for all of us. May it be so. Blessed be. And amen.
Amen.
may comfort be ours. For those who come here seeking God, may God go with you. For those who come embracing life, may life return your affection. And for those who come to seek a path, may a way be found and the courage to take it step by step. May it be so. Blessed be. Go in peace.